Welcome to Holistic Accountant Podcast, where we aim to showcase how adopting a holistic approach in accounting and tax maximizes value for clients. Beyond traditional tasks like preparing financial statements and tax returns, a holistic accountant focuses on offering advice that maximizes personal wealth on an after-tax basis. If you enjoy this episode, please consider leaving a rating and sharing it with those who might also benefit. And to ensure you stay updated, subscribe to our weekly email. The link is in the show notes. Okay, today Mina and I are here to talk about how to get the most value from your accountant. And I guess the first thing that I want to highlight is that we're talking from the other side of the table that you're sitting on. Obviously, as holistic accountants ourselves, we can give our impression. But I think it's really useful because obviously we deal with a whole bunch of different clients, whereas you only deal with one accountant. And so we can share those experiences, how other clients interact with us and what they do and sometimes what they don't do that impedes their ability to maximize the value from the relationship. So the first thing I think is really important is really clear communication. That is that you need to set as the client what your expectations are of your holistic accountant. And also you need to keep the lines of communication open as well. You know, we don't know what we don't know. And it's not until you tell us or share the information or put in process an information sharing strategy that then allows us to have all the information to be able to give you really good quality and timely advice. You know, if you tell us that something occurred 6 months after it occurred, or after you've signed the contract, or after you've decided to deal with that particular product or decision or whatever it might be, there's not much we can do to influence the outcome. We've just thinking to deal with the consequences of that decision. Whereas we have the greatest scope if we're able to hear about these things before they occur or before the decision has been made, and then add our two cents to try and influence your decision making, or at least help you make a really fully informed decision. So if there's things that tax consequences or financial planning consequences associated with your decision making, then you really want to know about those sorts of things before you actually make your decision.
That's definitely right. And as like you touched on before, Stuart, you don't know what you don't know. So it's really important that your accountant responds to you in a timely manner. Typically, I know we have a rule of thumb in our office where we've got to provide a response within 24 hours, or at least an acknowledgement to an email within 24 hours. Having that accessibility to your accountant is extremely crucial, so you don't lose any sort of opportunities that you might have up front, or we're not basically reacting on some decision that you made rather than something that we could have addressed right from the get-go. So it's really important to have your accountant set those clear expectations as to where they lie with their communication, their scope of work and their knowledge and their expertise, so that you can get the most value from your accountant.
Yeah, and I don't want to labour the point, the communication point, but you're spot on, Mina. You know, if you have a relationship with your accountant and you know that they're quite tardy in responding to emails or phone calls or so forth, you might feel then reluctant to share some information or discuss a particular point because you might be thinking, well, I could ask my accountant about this, but I really need to make a decision within the next week or so, and I know it takes them many weeks to get back to me, so I won't bother. That is a relationship that's not going to allow you to harness the value that you can receive from dealing with a good holistic accountant. So equally though, you know, it's not like you need to go and email your accountant every time you make a very small decision in your business and absorb a lot of time for no actual benefit. But what you do need to do is you need to build a relationship with that accountant so you do feel confident that if something comes up, you're going to receive a timely response. And depending on the complexity of your business, you might even consider moving those sorts of things into a sort of a regular meeting, whether it's biannually or quarterly or something like that. Again, if there's a lot going on in your business and there's a lot of growth and a lot of things changing, having that regular meeting, even if it's just half an hour, to discuss the key points, the key issues that you're kind of working on, the key issues that your accountant is sort of helping you with, can help you really keep or force that communication flow between you and your accountant.
And in those meetings, it's really important to ask ask questions. You really need to understand your finances and make informed decisions around any, not only your business, around your business, but also your personal sort of wealth creation and so forth. You can't rely just on your understanding or your could be misunderstanding of the financial reports, because, for example, your financial reports might be prepared on an accruals basis, which might show great profit for a certain period. However, it might not, that income might not be banked for another 6 to 12 months, for example, if you've had debtor issues. So you don't want to make poor financial decisions if you can't get a hold of your accountant or set regular meetings with them.
And we're here to talk about how to maximize value from your accounting relationship. So a lot of people really think, okay, the accountant's there to do the compliance work. They'll prepare the tax return and financial statements at the end of the year. We might have a chat about then some tax planning, and then, you know, we don't necessarily need to deal with them for another 6 to 12 months or something along those lines. But the reality is that the value can be created by having that regular communication. And I think tax planning needs to be undertaken at the beginning and end of financial year. So at the beginning of financial year, what you really want to do is sit down and think about, okay, what are your tax liabilities? What do you think they're going to look like over the next 12 months? Which really is about sort of just preparing a bit of a budget, income and expense budget, to sort of work out, you know, how much profit you'll have this year. You'll then want to have a conversation about, well, if this is how it turns out, what's our aim? What are we thinking in terms of how we're going to distribute profit? How much tax are we going to pay, PAYG tax are we going to pay throughout the year and so forth? And then again, having that conversation towards the end of the financial year to kind of review that budget. Now, again, depending on the size of your business, you might do that more often than twice a year. But it's really about engaging at the front end to try and get in front of these numbers rather than dealing with your accountant when they're preparing financials for a year end that closed, you know, 9 or 12 months ago. It really reduces your ability and certainly your accountant's ability to add value and help you minimize tax as much as possible.
And you might think that these regular meetings are a lot of work. However, if you actually have your accounting systems in place, you know, your dashboards, your KPIs, your metrics as to what you actually want to follow in your business, these meetings will be rather streamlined. So you can, your accountant and yourself will have that information readily available to talk about. So it's not something that's onerous to do.
And finally, sounds like we're sort of putting the onus on you, the client, to sort of drive this process. The problem is, from our experience, is if the client isn't engaged in undertaking a process like this, it's really difficult to get someone to do something that they don't really want to do or they don't understand the value in. And so that's why I think it's not only up to you, the client, you know, certainly, hopefully your holistic accountant can help and certainly encourage this process. But really, we feel like if the client is really engaged in maximizing value from their accounting relationship, that they will put a lot of energy into driving it as well. And which also includes, like, if we ask a question, you know, clients responding on a timely basis certainly helps us, not only from a productivity perspective, but also from ability to add value. Whereas if we're constantly following up a client, look, let's have a tax planning discussion, and we're constantly following them up throughout the whole financial year and we don't get a response, well, again, there's not much we can do about that. We can't, you know, make decisions unilaterally. So in a way, a lot of the onus does rest on clients to sort of drive this process. Okay, that's it for this week. Until next week, bye for now.